Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right, all right, all right. You're live with who else? Miss V, BWD Radio. I had to bring her in just a second. Singer, songwriter, a gospel artist. That goes by Powerhouse Pam Waters. Let me go ahead and bring her on in. Hey, Pam.
Hey, Miss V. I see that Mother Nature has let us talk today.
Boy, and you know what? It has been a gorgeous day. It has been. And so we're very blessed today.
We are. It's actually rainy here in Maryland, but it's still a blessed day.
All right, that's what's up. It's always a blessed day. So I have your single, "Praise Your Blues Away." So we're gonna go ahead and spin that. I'm gonna spin that before you leave us. But let's go ahead and jump on in. Now, what inspired the stage name of Powerhouse Pam Waters, as well as you had kind of mentioned it, I think already. Where are you originally from and currently?
Well, I'm originally from Maryland. I'm actually still in Maryland. But the Powerhouse actually came from when I was a sales director at Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I'm not bragging, but I was great at what I did. I was very forceful. I won some Mary Kay cards, and so my senior director, she just started calling me Powerhouse Pam Waters, and it just stuck. And that's what just the women in our community just started calling me Powerhouse Pam Waters. So it stemmed from that, just being powerful and focused and getting the job done.
That's all right. Yeah, and that's what God needs too. Just get the job done. Get the job done. Get the job done.
Yeah, so the name is stuck, and so it's a great name though.
Outstanding. That's awesome. Now you began singing with the gospel choir way back, starting in high school.
In high school.
So you've been singing in. Yeah, so you've been singing and songwriting for quite a few years, actually later. Tell us how you started, the trials of life, and what motivated you to get, back on track, probably, a decade later, to sing for our father.
All right, so when I was a little girl, I was one of those kids that was bused on a church. I went to Clinton Christian, so I got saved at a young age. And I don't know, when I was younger, I actually wanted to be a nun. But, later on, you discover boys, and sometimes you get off focus. And so that's what happened to me. So around 18 to 19, I had my own place. And then that's when I had my first child. I was 20 years old. So I just walked away from, what I was supposed to do for God and just started partying, what I thought was having fun. And it actually wasn't until I was 30 and I had my last child that I finally woke up and said, this is not the life that God had planned for me. He did not put me on this earth to keep having children out of wedlock. And they have different fathers. So literally one day he just spoke to me and said, who do you love more, him or me? Because I was actually living with my son's father. And I made a decision that day that I love God more than anybody on this earth. So that completely turned me around. And I know people say some kids are oops, but my kids saved my life. Because at that time, that's when, you know, you could catch AIDS or whatever, but my kids saved my life because I had to finally wake up and say that that's my purpose. One is to follow God, and I had to live a good life for my children.
Oh, yeah, so indeed, absolutely. And, you know, everyone possible, I guess I shouldn't say everyone, but basically that's what happens. I mean, you get your calling, and that's just, you know, no one will ever understand that word. They just look at you like, huh, you got your calling. But it does happen. It's happened to me, and that's just what happens. You just know. You just know.
And you have to know mm-hmm. that you have to have a relationship with God in order for you to know that that was God's voice talking to you, because there's other voices that you
Absolutely.
Can hear. They are not God.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to
Absolutely.
Start a relationship with him so that you know that the voice that you're hearing is coming from God Almighty, so that you can stay on
Absolutely.
His path and not your path. Because I was going on my path, you know, having fun, as we thought. And because I was writing secular songs, I wouldn't sing them now. I would be embarrassed to sing them, but they were what my life was about at that time. So those songs are out there. But I now only sing gospel songs and write gospel songs. And for a while, I couldn't understand why I couldn't write gospel songs. But I was having this conversation with the Lord this whole week. I was like, Lord, why can I write secular songs, but I can't write songs for you? And so the next week I went to church and we had a visiting preacher. And I'm telling you, I was standing on the side, and I was like, this man better not come over here talking to me about this prophet stuff. But he came towards me. He said, I know you don't want me to talk to you, but you've been talking to God, and you've asked him these questions. I mean, the man just confirmed everything that I had in conversation with God. And he said
mm-hmm.
that the reason why you can't write songs for me is because you have unforgiveness in your heart, and you need to get rid of that so that God can speak to you and you can write what he wants you to write. So ever since that day, and, you know, just forgiving people quickly, God just sends me songs. It can be anywhere. And so we really need to work on forgiving people, and not only forgiving them, but forgiving them quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely. As the saying goes, no one's saying that you have to forget, but you have to forgive Then you let others take power over you. And I think we all have to work on that. That's like a daily thing that we have to work on, you know?
A daily thing. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm better than what I was.
Right.
Because you got to be that person that I didn't want to talk to you, I didn't want to look at you, I didn't want to hear you. But you have to learn that is not how God wants us to be with each other.
Absolutely.
So you do, you know, so you don't have to, I'm sorry, you don't have to be with them, but you still have to love them with the love of Christ. And he's worked on that for me.
Great. It's awesome. Now, who were and possibly still are some of your musical influences that have inspired you over the many years?
I mean, the typical people like the Clark sisters, even Tasha Cobb. But I'm going to tell you, you know, in D.C., in the DMV area, we have Go-Go. So I even had that kind of influence, like Khamis Lee and Iyanna Crawley, who won Sunday's Best. She was a Go-Go queen for a while in DMV. But believe it or not, this lady, I love her to death. It's Stacey Ladisaw. She's from DMV, and I just love her. And she was very inspirational in getting me to sing and still sing. So she's now a preacher. And so I just love Stacey Ladisaw. I'm going to just leave it like that because I'll go on and on. But Stacey Ladisaw was my number one influence in my life.
That's great. It's always nice. I always love to hear the musical influences of artists. And sometimes it's amazing. And sometimes you really don't get the answer that you think you might get. And you just get like, oh, wow, that's cool. Now, in being a new... Well, I bet. Now, in being a new gospel artist, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're still getting into there, but What inspired your debut single, Praise Your Blues Away, and what can the listener expect from your sound and your message?
The influence came from a few things. For me personally, I don't know if you ever woke up on a Monday morning and wished it was Friday night. I was working in a church. I'm not going to say the name, but it was, if I can say it, it was hell on earth, and I had to pray myself to get out of bed and go to this job. And we're talking about a church community, but, you know, the devil works wherever he wants to and where people allow them to, but I used to have to pray myself to get up and go to work. So that was one of the things, pray your blues away, because God says pray to him, give it up to him, and praise him while you're going through, and let him handle your situation. And then another influence was that my daughter was getting her bachelor in biochemistry, and she was always worried about her grades and then turn around and bust 104s on her tests and stuff like that. So I always told her to stop worrying and being anxious. You got to let God work through you. Just know that he's going to give you the answers when the tests come. And like I said, she would call me and say, "Well, Mom, I made 104 on the test." I was like, "Oh, okay, so you were worried. About what? I don't understand it." And so the last influence was my son, Corey, had just graduated from high school, and he was not sure about what he was going to do. And I just say, "Corey, you got to just ask God to give you guidance of what he wants you to do for your life right now." So those are the main three things that actually influence Praise Your Blues Away. We have to give it to God and let him handle our situations. It's plain and simple.
Absolutely. And it's a hard thing to do for many of us. It really is. But once you start to discipline yourself, that's when you start to, you know, you start to feel the work that he's doing in your life. Absolutely. Now,
exactly.
you have success. Exactly. Now, you've successfully co-hosted, I believe it's on gospel radio, titled Save Our Souls. And along the way, you sang background vocals for several, I believe, well-known DMV artists. How did all this, tell us how it all came about. And you had started to mention accomplishments, so you can also take this moment, too, to share any additional ones that you'd like to.
Sure, no problem. Well, I would start, I was in a play called Breaking the Straw Man's Chains, and I was playing this lady named Myrtle, and that's where I met Tamara Clark, and she's actually a full gospel artist now, but she was a go-go queen also. And so when she started her ministry, I was one of her original background singers, and what came to find out, she knew Camise, but I also met Camise Lee, who's also a go-go queen in the area, and she's actually doing gospel full-time now. So I was one of her background singers, and through Camise I met Todd, who was actually doing Save Our Souls radio station. And through an audition, he just told me to sing for him one day, and he said he loved my personality, so he just asked me to be his co-host on a radio station. I had never done it before, so it was a great experience. I would do it again. Right now I'm focused on my ministry, but I love the radio station, so I'm proud of what you do. It's not an easy job, so I commend you for doing it on a daily basis.
Oh my goodness. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And many, many years, and I still love what I do. I still love being an advocate for the indie artists and all genres. It's just everything. But that's because that's how I was brought up. I was brought up with diversity.
Right, exactly.
So that's what inspired me to support y'all, you know, and I love what I do. Let's see. Now, you know, what's next? What's next for the powerhouse here? Do you have some live events, videos, or just go ahead and let us know what kind of project happenings you got going on or any dates we should be circling on our calendar?
Sure, but first I wanted to say thank you because I love the fact that you have different genres because not everybody goes to church, but we have a message that is for everybody. So I thank you so much for allowing me to touch people who normally may not go to church, but they still get to hear the word of God on your station. So thank you for that. And currently I'm in the studio. I'm working on my album, which is going to be my CD, which is going to be Praise Your Blues Away, but my next single is going to be Show Me How, which is going back to what I told you earlier. I'm asking God to show me how to love my enemies and how to love them quickly and how to love them like Christ loves them. And so I have a few shows that are in the area. On August 29th, I'll be in North Carolina, and September 23rd. And they also have a show out in Florida. I can't confirm yet, but I'm trying to get out there in Florida, too, to see everybody in Florida. And just some radio. I'm trying to come back down there. My daughter just left Miami, but I'm trying to come back down there for my ministry to see you and to see everybody in Florida.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you just better make sure that you let Miss V, you need to let me know. I want to know.
I sure will.
I want to know what's going on. All right, go ahead. Go ahead and take this time. I'm going to give you the floor, the mic, however you want to say it. Go ahead. Any shout-outs you may have, contact information, bookings, features, collabs, where can we go and get your outstanding music? And just anything else that we may not have covered in your interview that you'd like to share.
Sure. I just want to thank everybody that has supported me because, you know, there's been people who told me I wasn't anointed, I couldn't sing, but God told me otherwise. And so I thank everybody that's supported me. I thank my children, Jasmine, Corey, and Marcus. My producer, my co-partner in crime is Olin Hopkins of Uptown Royalty and Hazmat Production. I really want to thank him and my family. And I want to really thank you and all the other radio stations that do take the time and support any artists because it's not easy, but we thank you so much for everything. And
wow,
you can
I'm
reach
so
me.
Go ahead.
I really do. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. But you can reach me on my Twitter as Powerhouse Pam W. My Facebook page is Powerhouse Pam Waters, and that's also the name of my Instagram is Powerhouse Pam Waters. And you can see me on my website and download Praise Your Blues Away on ReverbNation.com/Powerhouse Pam Waters. And for bookings, you can book me at PowerhousePamWaters@gmail.com. That's it.
Are you
that's
sure?
All I have, Ms. V.
Are you sure?
I think I got it all out. Yes. That's
all
it.
Right. And I think I'm gonna finish that out with be patient, everything takes time. Yes. Oh
yes.
What a way to end that.
Thank you.
What a way
so
to end
much.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. This is what I do. So it's definitely has been a pleasure. Why don't you go ahead before you leave out? Go ahead and take us on to your single. Take us in there.
This is Powerhouse Pam Waters, and you're listening to Praise Your Blues Away with my girl, Miss B, on BWD Radio. Excuse me for that. BWD Radio.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me? BWD Radio with my girl, Miss B.
Got you. All right. God bless you, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Have a blessed evening.
All right, sweetie. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks, and God bless.
Now, whosoever said that Christians can't have fun, that we can't have a Holy Ghost party in the name of Jesus, has never heard of Uptown Royalty.
All right. Make sure you support Powerhouse. Powerhouse. Oh, she's good in sales. The Lord is definitely happy to have a powerhouse. That's right. Praising them. So be sure to support her, Powerhouse, Pam Waters. Her debut single, actually, is Praise Your Blues Away. Be sure to, follow her and, stay up to speed with her movement. Definitely. Now, you can catch me. I was going to go somewhere, but I ain't going to go there. You can catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station at bwdradio.com. Your number one variety, yes, variety radio station, spinning all music genres from all the hottest indie artists of yesterday, today, and in the very near future, coming up. So, all genres. That's right. It's all about diversity. Miss V, I'm very, very big on diversity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD_. Be sure to put that underscore underneath there because there is another Twitter. All right? All right. Make sure you pay attention because that's important. Just put me in the goof troop. I'm goofy today. So if you're on Facebook, stop by. All right? Facebook. Same thing. Facebook is BWD Radio, no underscore, BWD Radio, a fan page on Facebook. Let us know you're respecting what BWD is doing. Yes, let us know. It's only a click. Click on that like button. You can also visit me on Twitter and Facebook at BWD Promotions and BWD Graphics. Even our sister sites, BWDPromotions.com and BWDGraphics.com. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. Yes, we do have a hot mobile app. Yes. So download it. Grab it on iTunes, Google Play. Well, that's right. If you are unable to find it, just visit BWDRadio.com and click on the direct links and they'll take you wherever you want to go. Be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's monthly issue. Our issues drop on the 5th of every month, so be on the lookout for September. It's a variety magazine, just like our station, all right? It's all about variety. It's a variety of entertainment, models, authors, businesses, you name it, okay? Products. It's all about tips, recipes, and interviews, all that great stuff. So, if you haven't checked it out, you're missing out. BWDMagazine.com, also on Twitter, BWD Magazine, for both Twitter and Facebook. All right, well, Miss V, I'm going to bounce on out of here, and you all have a safe and blessed evening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Miss V, she out.